From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes, bringing you the Word of God through song and through the preaching of the Gospel. In a few minutes we'll turn to Psalm 23. We'll have our final study in this great portion of God's Word. First of all, here's the Granshaw Gospel Group singing Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary.
Days are filled with sorrow and care, hearts are lonely. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary. Jesus today, leave your worry and care. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary.
Let us once again read from the Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. We have spent 5 weeks considering this, the most well-known of the Psalms. Of the passages of Scripture that are most familiar, this Psalm has a place alongside the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, and John chapter 3, verse 16. This is the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. Of the descriptions of God in the Bible, there are few more tender and compassionate than that of shepherd. The people of God are therefore likened to sheep who are cared for by the Lord. Are you a member of Christ's flock? Are you one of his sheep? As we have worked our way through this Psalm, we have noticed some things concerning the relationship between Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and his people, the sheep. In verse 1, we thought of the personality of the Good Shepherd. Also in verse 1, we considered the provision of the Good Shepherd. In verses 2 to 3, we looked at the program of the Good Shepherd. In verse 4, we contemplated the path of the Good Shepherd. In verse 5, we observed the power of the Good Shepherd. Now from the sixth verse, we will think about the promotion of the Good Shepherd. To be a Christian is to enjoy the promotion of an uplifted experience. I just want to read verse 6 to you again, just so you can see exactly what we're going to be speaking about for the next few minutes. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How does God promote the sinner when the sinner becomes a member of his flock? What does he do? Well, there are two things that God does in order to lift the sinner up. Number one, he gives him grace in the temporal life. The first part of this verse is clearly about the life of the Christian in this world. I know this because he uses the phrase, all the days of my life. David was sure that as long as he lived, goodness and mercy would follow him. Now think about the shepherding metaphor which dominates in this psalm. The shepherd himself is going in front of the sheep, as shepherds do in the east. The second verse states, for example, he leadeth me. Here, however, we are told that goodness and mercy do not go before with the shepherd, but follow after the sheep. This has led some to say rather quaintly that goodness and mercy are like the sheepdogs, which shepherds in our particular culture use to round up their flock. Certainly I can see a clear picture of a shepherd who goes before the sheep, but he also ensures that goodness and mercy comes behind. You see, the reality is this. The Lord is all around his people. He's before us. He's behind us. He's to the left. He's to the right. Whatever our circumstances are, the child of God is certain that the Lord is working in those circumstances in every particular way, that wherever we look, he is there, and his goodness and mercy is there. Let's think about this word goodness for a minute. The Lord is always good to his people, even when we think life has dealt us bitter blows. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, for example, the Apostle Paul said, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things. Things that are sweet and beautiful and happy, but also things that are unhappy, things that are bitter. The Lord uses all of these things for our good. And there are times we see nothing good, but yet there's a plan and a purpose in it. The Apostle Paul personally experienced this. He had an illness or a weakness. He called it a thorn in the flesh. It caused him a lot of pain, caused him a lot of discomfort. He called this problem the messenger of Satan that was sent to buffet him. Three times he prayed to God, please take this away. Please remove this from my Lord. But the Lord did not remove it. But yet the Lord answered Paul's prayer in a different way. Because as a result of this thorn in the flesh, Paul became stronger spiritually. And therefore he would say later, when I am weak, then am I strong. Although he was weak physically, he was very strong spiritually. And God used this problem to make him stronger spiritually. And instead of healing him, God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Yes, he was given strength in the midst of his difficulty. Strength to bear it. Strength to have peace in the midst of the storm. The Lord worked his purposes for Paul. And that's how God works in the lives of his people. And then David uses the word mercy here as well. Goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Goodness is what God gives to us. Mercy is what God withholds from us. And a Christian is one who receives God's goodness every day. But a Christian is also one who knows that God will never cast him into hell, that he has God's mercy continually. The criminal who receives mercy deserves to be punished, but yet, for some reason, a pardon has been extended. And the Christian is a pardoned man, a pardoned woman. The Christian will never face the wrath of God. The Christian has a mercy that will never be taken away. Therefore, the Christian is a person who enjoys eternal salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ said that no man will be able to pluck the child of God out of the Father's hand. We are there continually, and we are there constantly. And every day, the believer enjoys mercy. Have you the mercy of God today? Do you know that the Lord is keeping you? Do you have this, and are you sure of it, all the days of your life? Therefore, as we are looking at the promotion of the Good Shepherd, we think of grace in the temporal life. Secondly, the promotion of the Good Shepherd involves glory in the eternal life. Because at the very end of this psalm, David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This phrase transports us from the life beneath to the life above. It lifts us out of the temporal world, which is filled with death, to the eternal world, which knows nothing of death. This is not the only place in the Bible which refers to heaven as being like a house. In John 14, Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And Thomas would then ask, Lord, how can we know the way to this place, to this house, this Father's house that you're talking about? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There the Lord refers to the house that God's people will dwell in as being his Father's house. And your Father's house is home. You see, for the Christian, this world isn't really our home. We're only here for a little while. We're only passing through. We're strangers here. We'll be cut off from this life. We'll leave it all behind. But one day, we'll go home to the house above. It's a beautiful thought. Because really, this world with all its problems, what does it give us? In the final analysis, it gives us nothing but death. But one day, we'll go home to a place where there'll be no sorrow, no crying, no tears. What a glorious thing that will be. Are you going home? Are you going to heaven? Have you got this peace today? I want to leave you with the verse of a hymn. I'm going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. But some of you are out of Christ and held by many a snare. We cannot leave you lost and lone. We want you over there.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.